Welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
Hey, I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And we just finished season one of Wynonna Earp, season one, episode 13, I Walk the Line.
We're both looking at Kirsten now. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that if you don't know what something is in the ground, you shouldn't touch it.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
That's the lasting lesson I take away from the whole thing. It was a bitchin' season finale.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good.
Like, mm-hmm. Everything they built up to, I think I said earlier, you know, introducing Willa sort of mid-season seemed like a bold play to me because it almost feels like that's something you do at the end of the season. But this is so much better.
Right.
Yeah. Well, those last four episodes are almost a complete arc in themselves, mm-hmm. where when we bury the Stone Witch in the salt plains, that yes. could have been a finale.
That
in
was
a lot
pretty,
of senses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am very pleased that when I discovered this show, I didn't have to wait very long.
I know. I could just dive right into the mm-hmm. next episode, too.
Yep. So you have that ability too, Kirsten. Like we're you know, I don't know that we'll necessarily stay up and watch another one right now, but you don't have to wait for them to make another entire season of the show.
That's you just true. Have to wait until we let you, which yes. could be another week.
I think I can handle it. I say that now because I feel like I'm still in a little bit of shock.
I feel like it's important to preserve a bit of the integrity of the season break.
I think that's smart. Mm-hmm. I think I'm okay with it. I feel yep. like there's a lot to digest.
Respect the cliffhanger.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like in order to give it the respect that it is due, because that was one hell of a cliffhanger.
It was yes, great. Definitely. And I think mm-hmm. the whole like concept of binge watching, I think it's kind of ruined TV in some sense anyways. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, we have the ability to just blow through all this stuff so, so quickly that we don't have that time to reflect and really
yep.
take everything in and really honor it, I guess, in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really lose the appointment viewing sort of yeah. feature of television. So that's mm-hmm. one of the reasons I'm really excited for season three of Wynonna Earp to start, because we will then get to experience it with the entire Earper community online and, you know, share in that collective squee.
Yeah.
And that's something I never got to do before because I sort of just discovered the show kind of, you know, with knowing a couple of other people who watched it and then getting Annette to watch it.
Yep.
But yeah.
In fact, making me watch it.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like no condition.
You must watch this.
And we, you know, basically force Kirsten into mm-hmm. not just watching it, but joining a podcast.
Right.
She's like, what true. Am I getting into?
By the way, when you come over, we're going to do a podcast and talk about this.
It was a bit of a surprise. I did agree to watch the show. It had been on my watch list for a pretty long time. So. Mm-hmm. I'm super glad. I can't believe I waited this long, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of glad you did, because that meant that we get to do the podcast together and experience it with you for
That's
your first
true.
Time.
I think I was very vocal this entire episode.
There was a lot of shouting.
When Bobo told Waverly that she's not an Earp,
oh,
who
yeah.
yelled so loud. It was great. Not like yeah. they haven't been leading up to it all season.
It's true, mm-hmm. but it still shocked me.
Yep. Yeah.
Definitely.
So many hints dropped. This, I have really enjoyed watching this for a second time. And I, you know, I hope, Kirsten, that you will go back and do that at some point, because they did an amazing job of seeding so many things that I certainly didn't realize the first time through. I feel like you caught a lot more of them than I did. But even, you know, things like that you get to the end and it's sort of stitched up and tied into place in a way yeah. that I wasn't expecting the first time through. Now I get to see those pieces. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Well, some of them were really obvious, not obvious, but more obvious in the sense of she doesn't have her height on the side of the door. But
right.
other parts of it were more subtle in the relationship between Wynonna and Willa, and how Waverly felt like she was on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So then, mm-hmm. yeah, it's just...
Yep.
That could have been just because she's the younger sister. I think that's entirely believable. Uh-huh. But okay. apparently there's more to it.
Yeah. That Bobo.
Know.
He
wow.
knows everything and now he's gone and I'm a little sad.
What I know. My heart is actually
character.
Broken.
Right?
I mean, he's been delightful to watch the mm-hmm. entire series. Not just his coats, but everything everything about him.
I know.
But then we get here and we discover that he's a lot more nuanced than maybe we expected. Kirsten, you were saying that one of you was saying that you think that he really did love her in his sort of twisted
way.
Yeah,
I really do feel like he did. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he had real genuine emotions for Waverly too. I mean, he teared up in that scene with her in the treehouse.
Mm-hmm. And he claims that he actually did not seduce Willa.
Yeah,
as a 13-year-old, which, right, you know, low sexual predator. Mm-hmm. But he claims that he did not. And then he did put her off in this episode, or the last episode, this one, the beginning of this episode, mm-hmm, where he wouldn't have sex with her.
That's
he said
true.
Later. Yeah. So, you know, we never did see if they actually even had a sexual relationship or if Willa just mm-hmm wanted one. So,
right. Yeah, that Willa. Bit of a train wreck.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, stolen from her family and, mm-hmm, and kept captive. So there's some reasons. But I feel like that kind of darkness doesn't just get planted. Like, it exists and is brought out.
And I mean, judging by the way that she treated Waverly, there must have been, yeah, at least a seed of that.
That's, yeah, she was, you know, mean.
She was, right, definitely mean. But kid. But then, you know, she also was stolen away from her family, as you said. And as she mentioned, and I had not remembered this from the first time watching it, she was saying that Bobo wasn't the only one that visited her in the night,
yeah,
in that treehouse, you know, whispering something or other in the dark. It was just, ugh. So maybe Bobo didn't lay a finger on her, and maybe he did save her from you know, all of the demons doing whatever they wanted to her. Mm-hmm. But some of them found her anyway, and she went through a lot.
Yeah.
Which, you know, not an excuse to kill an entire town. And
no.
It's like, what is the excuse to kill an entire town?
What qualifies as
that would be the good reason?
But it does. I mean, when Winona says at the end that she's going to plant a tree for their Willa.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, I think that's nice. And it recognizes the fact that she wasn't always like that. And
mm-hmm, I find it interesting that too, that their mother used to bring them there. Like, that was, mm-hmm, that was the place, like the border of the Ghost River Triangle. Her mom used to bring him there when she was tired of her, yeah, of their daddy's,
yes,
fists.
Yeah, that's new information.
He was a terrible guy, it sounds like.
And he, yeah, was he was also going to take Bobo over,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
boundary. So he was already planning on breaking the curse.
It was going to be him.
Except for Winona stopped him unintentionally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Which she probably wouldn't have. It sounds like the original plan was to take him, and that was it. But Bobo or somebody didn't quite trust him, so they took Willa as insurance. And that was when Winona grabbed the gun and shot. Like, if she wouldn't have done that, Willa, right, already knew about it and knew to expect it. So Willa wouldn't have accidentally shot her dad in the back.
Yep.
He would have just gone, broken the curse, and who knows what would have happened after
the
that.
The gross creature would have eaten them all?
I guess. Yeah.
Gross and yet beautiful octopusy arms coming out of the ground.
I'm going to say no to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Veto.
The, like, sucker face thing. Ugh. Mm.
It was, I will say it was well realized for,
yes,
the most part.
I'll,
like, it was,
that.
I mean, like, not the world's greatest special effects, but what do you expect,
yeah,
from Canadian television on space? But I thought it was good enough for me. And
yeah, I was grossed out. So, you, mm-hmm, know.
Yep. Although they did mention, Juan Carlos did say something in I think it was a previous episode about, you know, if she crosses the border with hate in her heart.
Right.
Or maybe that was this one. But he was talking to Bobo.
He was,
and,
yeah,
saying that, why are you talking to me and not the human? Because she's too far gone.
Yeah.
And somehow Bobo is not.
Yeah. And also that you're not allowed to interfere.
Yeah. And he and his associates, I guess.
This mysterious.
Who's this dude?
Associates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this gang of watchers.
Mm-hmm. Who then appears to Winona at the end and then mysteriously just disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so talks about how the Ghost River Triangle is also a sanctuary and not just a prison.
And but what's not trying, ooh, to get in.
For what?
And why are they trying to get in?
Because, mm-hmm,
there's got to be a reason, right?
Yeah.
There's the groundwork is definitely being laid.
Oh, so many layers.
For stuff in the future, which
we
is
have
good.
To go rescue dolls.
We have to go get dolls.
Yep.
Bobo is gone. But I think Winona kind of gave him a mercy.
Yep.
Yeah, it was, right? A mercy killing. A mercy, absolutely. Kill. And he wanted it. He was grateful,
mm-hmm,
because the alternative is horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And
also Dolls went full on creature. I don't know what to call it, but Doc gave him the lavender juice
beast mode.
And, yeah, he went kind of hulky. He did not bust out of his shirt, which is unfortunate, but
hunky.
We can always hope.
Yes. He was throwing people through windows.
He was out of his shirt later when he was there wrapping up his wound.
Microphone error. You got it. Yeah, Annette was so excited about Dolls.
But yeah, I know. I was like, we do keep track every time Dolls takes his shirt off. But at the end, it was poor Dolls standing in the background watching Doc and Winona not kiss.
No, but there was a moment.
There was definitely a moment.
Yeah, and it just, it felt so natural that, you know, Doc just runs up to grab Winona and comfort her, and yeah, and you do have very nicely framed in the background is Dolls standing there as in, you're right, it's in a perfect echo of where Doc was at the end of the previous episode. When we didn't even mention this at the end of the last one, when the entire town was given basically the assignment to to deliver Winona dead or alive if they wanted to get the antidote,
which was brilliant, really.
Yeah, which apparently we have now figured out that the those crystals were what were used to make the poison. I don't think that was ever super clear, but
yeah, human kryptonite, as Kristen was called.
Kryptonite, they were green crystals.
And we had Sheriff Nedley.
He had a great moment.
Yeah,
now it's like Wino has to choose between the three guys.
Who's she going to marry?
Nedley,
for sure. It's kind of neat, too. Like, they've established him as a real presence in the town because he was trying to teach Dolls how to be a person and come to Shorty's and, you know, talk to people, get out in the community. And now here he is actually, you know, preaching to the community and giving a rousing speech. And people are listening to him. So I like that they had established that earlier to make it so that this didn't feel like it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're not going to believe Winona when she says she's the only one that can save them, but they do believe Nedley.
And I liked his line about how, you know, she is what we made her. Yes. Sort of recognizing that everyone played a part in creating that outcast feeling for her.
Yeah, that was a really good moment.
Yeah.
Officer Hot is now Agent Hot.
Yes, and she got shot.
Yes, but she's okay.
She's totally fine. Yep.
Yeah, she really wasn't in this episode much. No. She was all raring to go.
But she got to learn everything in the space of like time.
Oh, that was so good.
Dog's explanation was amazing.
That might have been my favorite moment.
It was really, really good.
It was, and just the way that she rolled with it, like that just... it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Except for the last part about stuff. Dolls being a dick.
But he was.
He was totally being a dick. Yep.
But the look that Doc gives Dolls before he says it, it's just sort of like, whatever.
It's a great eye roll.
And then, and just like, you know, it succinctly in three sentences sums up everything she needs to know.
Yeah.
Which she pretty much, you know, was probably halfway to knowing anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, think about that report she filed right after.
Yes, that's true. She saw a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she's smart, and she's dating Waverly, so, you know, who knows what kind of stuff that she may have picked up without Waverly meaning to drop hints.
It's true, and Waverly loves her.
Oh my god, she said it. She said that she loved her. That was a really tense scene because like we as viewers had seen the other stuff going on with Willa, so we knew that she had no compunctions about shooting somebody. Whereas Winona is still seeing this person as her sister.
Yeah, who she let down in her own eyes and wants to save.
And Waverly kind of recognizes, like, she doesn't know as much as we know as viewers, but she recognizes it way more than Winona does. And, like, I was on the edge of my seat going, what is Winona going to do? Because we could really just see, we could see Officer Hot die. And she did end up getting shot in the most, like, just malicious way possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm just going to turn around and shoot her, even though you gave me the gun.
Just for kicks.
Yep. Just to show Waverly what it's like when people take her things.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. She's so petulant.
Just is so mean to Waverly.
Yeah.
She's not nice. She's not nice, horrible. Willa.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, Waverly stole her gun and she was very mad about that. Yes. So
that Waverly, what a smart cookie. She is. Excellent judge of character.
Yes, she is.
Yep. Yeah. So I liked the profession of love. That was nice. And, you know, Doc actually referred to Winona as love. He didn't say he loved her.
No.
But he called her love, which I can't remember if he's done that before. If that's just a Doc thing.
I feel like I'd remember that.
I don't think he has.
So that was a moment
he's
for
working his way up to it.
Yeah.
I also, he brought up dynamite again, which I always enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
He just loves his dynamite.
He does.
So good.
We have things that go boom.
Snookered again. I did really like the grenade taped to the side of the gun.
Oh, trick. So smart.
Yeah. That was playing to what you know Bob was going to do.
For sure. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. I mean, worst case scenario, he could have just like swiped it away instead of to him, but that's not his style. He likes to steal guns directly from Winona. We've seen it happen before.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so much good stuff. Anything else that happened in this one that you want to cover, or even like any of the season and the way that it all kind of fell together and hung together?
I hate pantsuit lady. What's her name?
Lucado.
Lucado. Yeah.
Oh, she's getting so much more annoying by the second.
Right. Oh, and she was really being cold to poor Dolls too. Like, yeah. You know, because you survived Kandahar when others didn't.
You're a monster.
In more ways than one. And I mean, you know, I guess he kind of is as far as we know.
But he's a heroic monster who goes into bars and throws revenants out the window.
Big Steve, yeah. I believe.
Oh, yes. And I love the Dolls and Doc team up again there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that was really fun.
And his stupid Carl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they were... I really liked seeing them not do the expected... Like, this show really has a tendency to subvert stereotypical expectations, and I like that. The testosterone-fueled thing would be for them to have just, like, this obnoxious rivalry and be bitching at each other for the rest of the episode. But no, they are working together and, like...
Comrades in arms.
Yeah.
Right?
And joking, and they are, like, they seem to be getting a kind of a rapport and humor together that, yeah, they normally you'd expect them to be battling it out for Winona.
Instead, I think they both recognize that they, you know, this is actually a thing we have in common as opposed to a thing that necessarily has to pull us
and
apart.
And she's holding back from both those boys.
Oh, yeah.
So she's made no decisions about anything.
And who can blame her? That's a tough call.
I mean, I guess it's totally blaming her.
Not tough.
I'm blaming her a little
bit. It's like a little tougher than it might have been four or five episodes ago. But,
I mean, right now it's not a big decision because he's locked away in a super max high security.
Right.
It does give Black Doc Ops a little time to move in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, depending on what little Waverly did.
Yeah, that was some cool special effects. I'm a sucker for when people's eyes turn entirely black on television
and like have like really little tendrils.
I mean the tendrils are that's optional. That's just like that's extra. I just like the entire.
Then you should watch Supernatural.
Oh really?
People with black eyes all the time,
constantly,
all the time.
Mm-hmm. It happens a few times in Babylon 5, and it's always a moment that I really enjoy. So
it happens a lot. Supernatural.
It does. It's like one of their go-to things.
Do they get a discount on you know, black full eye contacts?
After possibly, how many seasons? 13? I would think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah. That was a dumb thing to do, Waverly. But but you know, she's the investigator. She's
that's
the one
true.
who learns.
And she wasn't there. Like she didn't see any of it happen.
Off.
Mm-hmm. Well, you
don't want to ruin your gloves with gunk.
That's how you investigate it. Like you got to know what it feels like.
Well, at least
like,
she didn't taste it.
That's true. That could have been like Bobo tasted the blood after that poor woman was dragged away.
I'm surprised that wasn't the first time that happened.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been gross in his own way. That weird little tongue like teeth clicking.
Oh, he did so much clicking in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
unnerving.
It sends a chill down my spine.
It's so effective.
Every time. It is. It is very effective. It was very effective.
Oh, sorry, Bobo.
I would say R.I.P. Bobo, but we all know he's not resting in peace.
He's
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I am so happy that you decided to watch this with us, Kirsten, and liked it enough to stick all the way through season one.
Oh, it was not hard.
I think for our next episode, we are going to do something special. If you subscribe to iTunes, subscribe to the season on iTunes, you get a bunch of little like behind the scenes mini extra episode things, which I have not seen. I have watched the ones for season two, but I watched season one on Netflix, so I didn't even know that was a thing until just recently. So I think what we're going to do is I'm going to buy that darn season on iTunes, and we are going to, in one fell swoop, probably just watch all of them. Like, you know, they're
only a few minutes long.
Yeah, for season two, they were like five-ish minutes, something like that.
And they were delightful from season two. Mm-hmm.
So we'll watch a bunch of those together, and then we will do an episode on that. So yeah, we can talk about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Maybe, and I'm just totally guessing here, but maybe we'll see some of the stuff about the filming locations, about Alberta, and we can shed some local color on that.
That sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
And then we're starting season two right away after that, right?
Probably. Yeah. Unless we want to torture you just a little more. We'll find something else to talk about for a while.
Oh my God. I'm going to start Googling spoilers if you do that.
Okay. Then we won't. No. We'll be nice. We'll be good. All right. Well, until next time then.
Lights out, bitch.